My Aunt Marge had a pretty singular, interesting career. She was a math prodigy back in the 60s, got recruited by the CIA right out of junior high. Didn't like it, thought espionage was dull, wasn't pretty, wasn't elegant. Didn't answer the questions she wanted to answer. Went to work for Bobby Kennedy, broke her heart when he died. She went freelance, got a little reputation as a fixer, but not a political fixer, a scientific fixer. A motor didn't run, a plane didn't fly, an idea didn't work. She'd tell you why. It was all very top secret. Hush, hush. But I can tell you this much. If you didn't know it was broken, my Aunt Marge had probably fixed it. A case came up the other day. It brought her out of retirement. She would have rather babysat the grandkids, but she answered the call. It started like this.
3 a.m. Can't sleep. Time to tweet. What should I tweet? Tweet, tweet, tweet. Huh? Okay, yeah, I got it. This is a good one. This is really good. Gravity, overrated. Typical fake science research. Sad.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it. Congress to repeal law of gravity. Fake science, call to testify.
Hey, kid, let me see that. Oh, no, not again. How are we going to stop this one? I better get Marge.
Hey, Tim, good to see you. How you doing? What's going on? It's been a while. I figured maybe you'd been rounded up for being a fake journalist or something and got yourself sent off to one of those fake science detention camps.
Got out.
You got out. How'd you get out?
Turned out the walls were fake, not the science. Look, Marge, Congress is going after gravity. We've got a...
Gravity? Why gravity? What'd gravity do to anybody?
They say gravity is holding people back. Holding them down.
Isn't that the point?
Well, we gotta prove.
What, that gravity works? Sure it works.
Yeah, that, and it's important.
Wouldn't be able to sit on a couch without it.
Well, that's something.
Have a seat. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. All right, so we're going to need a big no-nonsense demonstration, something even an elected official can understand.
It's going to be tough, but we've got to prove to Congress that gravity is a good thing.
Yeah, it won't be easy, but give me a rock. Need a rock.
A rock?
Yeah, a rock. You know, it doesn't have to be a real big rock, but you know, about this big.
One you can hold in your hand.
Yeah, something you can toss through a window. Nice size. Something with a little heft to it.
Okay, I'll be back. Okay, I've got the rock.
All right, give it to me and hold still.
What, like this?
That'll do now. Don't move. Quit squirming.
Ouch. That hurt. That was my toe.
Yeah, well, sometimes science hurts. Want to do it again?
No, I don't think so. But was that gravity?
In a nutshell, what? You think we ought to use a bigger rock?
Well, we are dealing with politicians.
Oh, boy, you're right. We better up the ante. Get me an anvil.
An anvil?
Yeah, they work for coyotes.
All right, now please, please, let's have a little order here. Thank you. Expert number 12, please continue.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Senator. As I was saying, as far as we can see in what little research we have done, there's absolutely no legal or moral precedent or requirement for gravity. Gravity is not mentioned in the Bible or the U.S. Constitution. Therefore, I think we can safely assume...
But is it mentioned in Popular Mechanics?
Yes, sir, I believe so.
See, now, I liked Popular Mechanics as a boy. Kept me from becoming a communist. Next witness. Our next witness is, designer, CEO, economist, educator, best-selling author, multi-award-winning pundit, musician, rap star, reality star, award show presenter, and stay-at-home mom, Monique Bubbles. Mrs. Bubbles, I understand you come before this hallowed body with some serious concerns.
Yes, Senator. Our concerns about so-called gravity are very serious.
We appreciate the seriousness of your concerns.
Thank you. As you may or may not know, Senator, gravity makes things heavy. And sometimes, most severely, it can make things sag.
Sag. Like droop.
Yes, sir. Some examples might be bridges.
Bridges, I see. They shouldn't sag.
The economy.
Of course. Don't want a drooping economy.
And women's breasts.
Sagging breasts, my God! Say it isn't so.
We believe that without gravity, many things, maybe everything, would sag less. Actually, none would ever sag again. This would be a big plus for the economy.
Absolutely. Now, this less sagging would also go for the average middle-aged or elderly buttocks as well, correct?
Certainly, sir.
Well, now, that sounds like a big plus. A big plus for everybody. Brilliant. Next. All right, now, this group calls themselves the Floaters. The Freedom Floaters. They go beyond just thinking gravity is unnecessary. They are anti-gravity.
Yes, Senator. I'd say we Floaters go further than any other group. We're not just anti-gravity. We are gravity deniers.
True patriots.
We disagree with the premise that science can willy-nilly and often maliciously poke around and impose their laws on the good citizens of this great land, and then hide behind the weak and sagging arguments that gravity has always just been around. There's no proof of that. We believe that dinosaurs may have almost certainly floated 3 or 4 feet off the ground as much as 5,000 years ago.
Well, that's fascinating. Do you have any proof?
We have faith.
Even better.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, we call one last witness to the stand. It says here, Mrs. Marge Kovacs, that you are a foremost expert and authority. In what field?
What fields you got?
Are you an expert in physics?
I dabble.
And where did you procure or receive this expertise?
That's classified.
Do you have any references?
That's classified, too. You don't have the clearance. Nobody does.
And what is your opinion of this august body passing the United States repelification of the law of gravity law?
It's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. Does anybody around here validate parking?
Extra, extra, tweet all about it. Gravity to be unplugged at noon on Tuesday. Tweet all about it. Tweet all about it.
Let me see that, kid. This can't be. Marge will do something. I just know it.
Hey, Jeannie, sweetheart, how you doing? Emergency here.
Oh, hi, Aunt Marge. What's going on?
Evasive action. We gotta... We're the kids.
Well, they're around here
and
somewhere.
And the dog, too. We're gonna need the dog and the kids. To hell with the cat can look after himself. Here's some string and some tape.
String? Why do we need... Marge,
no time to slow down. They're gonna unplug the gravity.
Unplug gravity? That's...
How the heck could I know that they knew where the button was? We gotta tie the kids down.
What button?
The gravity button. How else do you think things stay in place? Push it on, everything's hunky-dory. Push it off, everything starts floating around. Now take this and tie little Katie to the couch and I'll tape Chucky to the TV.
No, Marge, no.
Oh, there you are, you little brat. Wait, now hold still. No, don't you... Don't, no. Don't you dare. Come here. No, this won't hurt a bit. Aunt Margie's just going to tie you to the coffee table where you'll be safe and... Ouch! Hold still. Oh, there you go. See, that wasn't so bad. Now, where's Chucky?
Extra! Extra! Tweet all about it! Gravity unplugged! Effects to be felt without delay! Hey! What's going on? I'm floating! I can't stop! Help! 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 I'm floating away!
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, we're the Freedom Floaters, and we won a great victory over nature. There's never been a bigger victory. We have successfully repealed a law, a truly baseless, unnecessary law that has kept mankind from meeting his true and full potential. Tonight, we are free, and we're going to try a little experiment. We're going to let the senator from the great state of Iowa float out past our Earth's atmosphere. Float beyond the moon, beyond Mars, and float all the way to planet Pluto and back again.
Hey, Pluto's not a planet!
Screw you. Pluto's a planet. It's a real planet, and it's always been a planet. Enough with your fake solar system.
Well, how's the senator gonna get back?
What do you mean? He's just gonna turn around and float back. No big deal.
But without gravity, he won't be able to turn around.
Well, then I guess the senator will be more of a pioneer than he thought he was gonna be.
Ouch! Ouch! Aunt Marge, you hit my thumb.
That's okay, you're a big boy. Now keep the darn flashlight still. I can't see what I'm doing here. We'll do the left. No, back over there. Oh, there, that's better.
Find the gravity button?
Yeah, it's where it's supposed to be, or at least where Einstein predicted it would be, but it's stuck. It's frozen, won't budge.
Let me try. Nothing. What are we gonna do?
We're gonna have to put some pressure on it. Get a little torque in there.
Is that what the bowling ball is for?
Exactly.
So the bowling ball starts way up there.
That's right. The bowling ball rolls down the gutter there and hits the ping pong paddle. The ping pong paddle hits the ping pong ball. The ping pong ball hits the wall over there at maximum thrust and bounces back to hit the bowling ball. Since the two balls are of unequal mass, the ping pong ball will fly in an elongated elliptical trajectory and hit the mouse. The mouse squeaks, wakes up the elephant. The elephant snorts, sprays water on the duck quacks. The duck paddles past the sinking witch who was thrown into the lake by a cabal of unenlightened priests to see if she floats. The witch throws her broom at the priest. He ducks, and the broom hits the switch with enough energy and force to reset gravity.
Brilliant! But Aunt Marge, are you sure you want to do this? If we push the reset button, all the floaters will come crashing back down to Earth. If we don't push the button, the floaters will keep floating. They might not ever come back. That might not be a bad thing for Earth or mankind. Might serve them right.
I see your point, Timmy. But I don't think Earth would be quite the same place without gravity.
I'm thinking of the bridges, the finances, the sagging.
Well, Timmy, maybe it's the sagging that makes us human.
Maybe so. Hit it, Marge.
Here goes nothing and then some.
And so, gravity is restored until...
Extra, extra, tweet all about it. President to replace law of the land with law of the jungle. Tweet all about it.
Oh, here we go again.
That last piece was Lighter Than Heavy, written by Brian Price and Jerry Stearns. Now, before we continue with the rest of our program, we'd like to pause.